The following channeled message is brought to you by the Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation. The Foundation's mission is to awaken humankind to the wonders of divine love and to be channels of love, peace, and healing for our planet. Now, another celestial message.
I am here, your brother in Christ. I come again. I am Francis. I come to be with you, my friends, in this beautiful circle, where every soul longs to be at one. With our Creator. I have spoken about simplicity. I have spoken about material versus spiritual needs and my own journey. And as you have just heard, my walking away from my inheritance in the material world, that I could receive the great inheritance of God's love in my soul. Let me say there was also an underlying issue, which was I saw, as you may see this day, the inequality or shall I say the inequalities, the discrepancies between rich and poor, racial bias, the inequality of opportunity, the unequal sharing of the world's resources, including even food and water, bare necessities. The inequality of sexes and the discrimination against those who are different. All these things exist and have always, to some extent, existed. And so the wise have come and said, that death or passing into spirit is the great equalizer. And as I realized in my moment, in my epiphany, that I could not take it with me, my prayer being, what can I take? Who am I? And I saw clearly that I would take my soul into spirit. And henceforth, I began to move from my soul. And you know, my parents, with all their wealth, were not bad people. Like most families, whether rich or poor or somewhere in between, they wish to have something for their children and to pass on their wealth. And yet I say to you, even this, for me, was a form of inequality. And as my brothers and I, beggars, were given food, shelter, material things, our family became humankind. My soul, seeing the equality, the preciousness of every soul in the family of mankind, humankind, all God's children, as we are. There is also the great equalizer on the spiritual path, and that is God's divine love. The Master, did he not say, we are all one in the Father's love? Join me, be at one as I am, we all are as one. These words affected me deeply. My brothers and I, Claire and her sisters, we prayed for this onement, at onement. And on the material plane, we sought to equalize whatever we were given to share with all. Our family. In your beautiful family, in the community of divine love, you have this glorious gift, the greatest gift of God's love. Your souls at one, more and more, as you walk into your future. So yes, it is important to give freely. And in your community, you can begin. Material things shared. But even more important, to share your love. For though you cannot give the love of God to another and put it in their soul, you can shine the light of his love on each and every being equally, remembering that we are all God's children. And as my friend's song goes, Blessed be the children, for we are all God's children. I shall step back and be in the stillness, in the love of God, in this prayer. And I thank you, as always, for welcoming me. One day, I shall welcome you. We all shall embrace you in God's love, in his kingdom. Go in peace. May the love of God fill your souls and guide you on your walk. I am your brother and friend in Christ, I am Francis, once of Assisi, now an inhabitant of the celestial realm in the Father's kingdom. And I love you.
This has been a Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation channeled message presentation. For more Divine Love messages, visit DivineLoveSanctuary.com.